to start out, just for people that might not know who you are, if you could kind of explain your background and how you got into politics?
Sure, sure. So my career, I've spent 30 years in business. And so for over 30 years, I worked for Xerox Corporation. And so this is actually my first time running for office. But I feel like my skills and my experiences are very well suited for this role. And so here I am running for U.S. Congress.
Before we get into any detailed policy questions, I'm curious what you think the people in the 5th District care about.
You know, over the past years, I've traveled throughout the 5th District and asking, you know, firsthand and listening firsthand in terms of what they care about. You know, there's a wide range of issues. Those who are very close to what's going on and are following the issues, what rises to the top is health care and the state of health care in this country. You know, that's followed very closely with just the lack of working together in Congress. So all of the partisan politics, people are really kind of sick of it.
You've mentioned before that you support Medicare for All. To moving there gradually is how you've been quoted to talk about it. Can you talk about what that means and kind of the plan that you think has the best chance of working politically to make that happen?
Sure, sure. So I do support moving toward Medicare for All. And it's not just you know, my opinion and belief. I've also done kind of a random poll of physicians to really get their opinion about moving toward Medicare for All. And then also those who are Medicare recipients. If you talk to someone that's 65 over, they seem to love the benefits of Medicare. And so the way I have found it to be is that we have a gap. There's a group now who are, say, 55 to 64 that for whatever reason have had a change in their situation. And they're confronted with rising premiums, high deductibles, as well as increased need for health care because they're at that stage of life where it becomes more important and they need preventive care and preventive medicine. And so for those people, rather than having them exhaust, you know, large portions of their life savings for retirement, we have an opportunity to help them by giving them access to Medicare a good 10 years earlier. And not only is it good for that demographic, but it's also good for those employers who, particularly small business, that would like to provide health care benefits to their employees and really keep workers. So there's an economic factor as well.
And obviously you've heard this, but, you know, the primary kind of comeback to this pitch is how do you pay for it?
Sure.
And there are, of course, a lot of different answers for that. Mm-hmm. Do you have an answer for that? Are you more open? What are you thinking about how to pay for Medicare for All?
Well, you know, I think there's been lots of research on both sides. There's a lot of independent groups that have done research. There's research on one side that says, no, it's not affordable. It can't be paid for. But then, contradictory, there's other research on the other side that says we could do it right away. So, you know, my thought is that the answer is probably right there in the middle. And that's why I say let's move gradually to a plan that ensures that all Americans have access to affordable health care.
This kind of flows into another thing I wanted to ask you about. There's, I think, increasingly, at least a lot of people perceive a divide in the Democratic Party, kind of most visible in the 2016 election, where you had Bernie Sanders supporters and then you had Hillary supporters. And there was a clear divide, I think, just in terms of policy that they wanted.
Sure.
And that seems to have maintained today, that divide. What do you think of the state of the Democratic Party right now? Do you think it needs an overhaul, like some people over on the Bernie side have been saying since then?
Well, you know, I think our politics, our government, our parties are ever evolving. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, Bernie running for office and Hillary running for office was good for not just the Democratic Party. It's good for America. You know, no one party has a monopoly on ideas. solutions for this country. And so I think the combination of those two, since we put it in the space of Democrats, the combination of both of them, Bernie and Hillary, I think brought forth some ideas that would be good for all of America. And so I think we have to keep encouraging all groups to be innovative and forward thinking and not hesitate to come up with sometimes what would appear to be radical ideas.
And you mentioned people's kind of exhaustion with the polarized nature of politics right now, which, of course, has been talked about for a long time.
Sure.
To varying degrees. There are people, of course, that want more compromise and they don't want people alienating the other side. But then you have other people who say, well, we're not going to get anything done if we don't just push for it in a hard way. Mm-hmm. So what is your approach to that?
Well, you know, I think we have to have representatives that are truly in our government that are there for the right reason. I don't like to be viewed as a politician. I think the name should be public servants. And if you wear that badge, and that's a badge of honor, I think your actions will reflect what the role is. Over time, I think we can get people in office that truly believe in that and that will work toward that end. And I think it does require, you know, sometimes you'll have a ball team and everyone on the ball team's not walking, you know, on the same path or toward the same goal. And I do think it starts with having and agreeing on what is the goal. If the goal is to, in the instance of healthcare, for every American to be able to have affordable quality healthcare, then everyone has to agree that that's the goal. And then now let's back it up and let's just see how we can get there. We now have a system whereas we are governing for a very few, and not all of Americans and all citizens. And so I think we've lost focus on, you know, what is the goal and what is the mission, and then let's work backward and let's get there.
So shifting this to a purely political kind of practical conversation, I mean, the district that you're running for as a Democrat, they voted for Donald Trump in 2016 mm-hmm. By 11.7 points, the margin. Mm-hmm. That's a big margin. So how do you see yourself winning in this district?
You know, that is a big margin, but it's not as big as other areas. We know that in Pennsylvania, Connor Lamb won against a margin of 23, and Alabama was, you know, around 22. And so, you know, the margin in Indiana is achievable and it's doable. And I wouldn't be running if I didn't think I could win. Now, I will say that, you know, there's been a lot that's happened since the last election. And we know that not enough people are engaged in the political process. So as you quote those numbers, we just know that not enough electorate is participating. So this election, we're all about driving participation and awareness and then consideration of my candidacy. And if we approach it that way, you know, we'll be victorious in November.
And as you've traveled around talking to people, like you mentioned, do you get the sense for some kind of primary motivator behind people that do want to get engaged that maybe weren't before? Is there a sense that you're getting that things are changing for some reason?
You know, I think so. I think, you know, people seem to be more engaged. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, of course, last week we had the Kavanaugh hearings, and you know, this week, you know, that last weekend, this week, people are talking about just the partisanship that's playing out, you know, right in front of us, and behaviors of representatives, and that being a concern. You know, the 5th District has been impacted by, you know, our trade policy in this country. All of Indiana has been affected by that. And, you know, even gun violence, you know, in our state. And so I think people are now, they have many issues to focus on and to decide which is most important to them. And then also question whether or not their representatives are truly looking at ways to improve those aspects of their lives.
That's all I had. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming in.